You're listening to the Morning Ireland Business News this Wednesday, the 9th of September, with Sandra Hurley.
Gold has broken through the significant $1,000 barrier again, and it's up nearly 14% this year. Of course, the price of gold is linked to the dollar. When the dollar weakens, as it is doing right now, gold tends to rise. It's looked on as a safe haven for money, and this latest surge has been driven by speculators who want to avoid inflation eating up their assets' values. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Stephen Flood, a director of the Goldcorp company, which acts as a broker for anyone looking to buy or sell gold. Stephen, this rush to buy gold, what does it tell us about investors' thoughts on the prospects for an economic recovery?
I think it probably makes a statement that the talk of green shoots has been a little bit premature. I think we're still in the contraction phase. A lot of economists and banks and investors around the world are looking towards the governments of the world to see exactly what fiscal stimuli they're going to continue to pour into our local economies.
And Stephen, over the past 2 years, gold has pushed over the $1,000 barrier several times, but it has always fallen back. What are your thoughts on where the price is likely to go next?
Well, I think if you were to look at a chart of gold, you would see that at the beginning of 2005, it was trading at about $425. It's now at $1,000. So it's in a very, very strong upward trajectory. It is correct that the psychological level of 1,000 has been tested a few times, but in each occasion, it pulled back to a lower place, and it's been climbing through. I've been touching on 1,000 a number of times recently. I would think it looks very, very strong technically. We would expect gold to continue to move from here in an upward fashion.
And who's buying into gold at the moment? Where do you think this money is coming from?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, but many central banks around the world who would be sitting on an awful lot of paper dollars are quite worried about what the future of the dollar is and if the U.S. government is going to continue to print dollars with reckless abandon. The fiscal stimuli that they've been using in recent months has been literally electronically printed. There was no money there at all. They are going to pay it back in the future, and this is quite this would lead to inflation fears for the dollar. And if you're holding dollars as a central bank, you'd be quite worried. So central banks around the world are looking to buy gold and other commodities as a hedge against the dollar. But also investors are looking to add gold to their portfolios as a hedge against just macroeconomic risk and inflation risk.
And finally, Stephen, of course, the important thing to remember when buying gold is that it doesn't actually pay a dividend. There's no yield.
That is correct. Gold is a finite quantity or a finite metal. You could put all the gold in the world into a 20-meter high cube. No one else has to perform in order for it to maintain its value, and that's actually one of its key strengths. So you don't have any reliance on any third party. It's purely independent, and that's what makes it quite attractive as a hedge against risk in the world.
Stephen Flood, thank you for joining us. Some more business news in brief. Ireland has slipped 3 places in a competitiveness league compiled by the World Economic Forum. We're ranked 25th out of 133 in the latest review. And looked at in the context of the EU15, only Spain, Portugal, Italy and Greece rank lower. The World Economic Forum says Ireland's huge budget deficit is to blame for the slip. The Financial Times is reporting today that Moody's is set to preserve Britain's top credit rating, saying a downgrade is unlikely despite our neighbours' enormous budget deficit. The agency is expected to say the rise in debt appears affordable, particularly given signs that all the main political parties agree on the need to reduce public spending. Chancellor Alistair Darling has repeated his prediction that the economy would return to growth at the end of the year. More good news for Britain today, with consumer morale jumping higher in August while employers took on more staff and price pressures eased. The nationwide consumer confidence index rose 2 points last month, hitting its highest level since May 2008. Bad news for 4 Irish banks, with the credit agency Fitch warning that it could cut their ratings in the expectation that the government will curtail the bank guarantee. The current scheme is due to run out in September next year, and while Brian Lenihan is expected to extend it, he has hinted that it will be less universal. Fitch says the replacement is likely to exclude some bondholders to bring it into line with the guarantees offered by other EU countries, and it has signalled that the ratings on AIB, Bank of Ireland, EBS and Nationwide may be downgraded next year. Oil prices have jumped 4.5%, their biggest gain in nearly 3 weeks. The surge above $70 per barrel comes as OPEC meets today, but they're likely to keep output restrictions in place. And while we may still be dealing with the current financial crisis, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, has warned that a similar crash could happen again, but in a slightly different way. On the current problems, Mr. Greenspan told the BBC he had predicted the downturn would come as a reaction to a long period of prosperity. But while it may take time and be a difficult process, the global economy will eventually get through it, he says. To the markets in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng is down 0.95%, and in Tokyo, the Nikkei is down 0.97%. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.45 and 87.5 pence sterling.
You've been listening to the Morning Ireland Business News. You can listen to Morning Ireland live on RTE Radio 1 between 7 and 9 every weekday morning, or visit us at rte.ie/Morning Ireland.